toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. You can actually take control of the content of the site if the site's working, because right now there have been a few, let's say, difficulties with our transition. We are moving servers, and whenever you move to a new server, there's always some bumps in the road.
How many servers have we had?
I think this is our third. So not very many.
Yeah.
In 10 years.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like changing.
Well, I understand that, Mark. But if you don't change, then the old server can't handle the load anymore of a...
Just double up. Do the cloud
increase.
Thing.
That's what we're doing, actually. We've moved from a server that is dedicated in a rack somewhere to the cloud. But that's still... There's still always some, you know, difficulties in making that happen. So if the site is non-responsive to you tonight at a certain point, then forgive us and try back in a short bit. In fact, it's non-responsive right now. 855-450-FREE. Okay. That's the toll-free number here. And you can, of course, take control of these airwaves. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. So there's, as usual, a lot to talk about here. Nemi, you and I had one of the same show prep pieces by chance as we kind of go over things at the beginning of the program here. And one of them is about these squatters in a family home in Colorado.
Yeah.
Did you want to tell me about that?
Well, Dana Donovan was in for a surprise when she learned two strangers had been living in her Littleton, Colorado home for 8 months. They still haven't moved out, despite a judge's ruling saying they had to be out by this weekend.
Oh, boy.
On Thursday, a judge had ruled that Veronica Fernandez and Jose Rafael Leyva, the two people who were living in the home, had to move out by Saturday morning. But as of Monday evening, said Donovan, 43, said the two were still there. Her husband had filed for some forced eviction with the county sheriff's office on Monday morning, and the actual eviction could take place anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. But they've been evicted. They are, and the sheriff's office is taking their sweet time and changing the locks and actually forcibly evicting these people. But meanwhile, these folks have been trying for several months to get these people out, and they've been living in the basement of a relative's house about an hour away.
Wow.
So they're trying to get back into their own
home?
Yeah, they had locked it up because, they had traveled for work because the economy had hit them hard. They locked up their house that they lived in for 13 years and trucked off to go somewhere.
Hey, figure you come back from a vacation or work trip or whatever, and your house is going to be there in the way you left it.
Yeah, they called to check in with a neighbor, and the neighbor said, oh, well, you have people staying with you. These people are staying in your house. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, nobody's supposed to be staying at the house. So the police have been trying for 6 months to get these folks out.
They haven't been trying very hard.
I'm surprised that somebody didn't just, you know, walk in and say, hey, today's moving day.
Drag them out by the hair.
I really am surprised at that.
Now, renter's rights, Mark. Renter's rights.
We just went through this.
Did somebody pay rent?
No.
That's really awesome. Let's talk about rent.
But there are all these ridiculous rules out there that the government has that protect people who rent.
Or I guess in this case, squat.
But there's all kinds of, like, people who live somewhere's rights, and apparently your rights as a landowner, a property owner, a landlord don't matter. I mean, basically, people who are not landlords get their way, and people who are landlords get screwed in almost every place that I've ever seen.
That tends to be the case, but this doesn't seem to be that circumstance. Also, you know, it's going to be difficult. Really, it's that possession is 9/10 of the law kind
really
of situation.
Yeah.
So you need to be in possession of your property is really what it comes down to. Because then the people that go to the police and say, this guy kicked us out of the house with a gun,
right,
you know, or whatever, yeah, you know, this guy's moved into our living room with a Rottweiler and a shotgun. I mean, it's not their living room. You know, it's just, it's not like you got to point the gun at anybody or even have to have the gun or anything. You know, just go sit in your house. If they go and sit in your house, you go sit in their house.
So these folks tried to have restraining orders issued against the people to stay away from the house, to get them to try to move out, tried all of their courses of action to get them out so they could move back into their home that they own. And the people who are living there asked for an injunction, and it was given, just like a temporary restraining order.
Wow.
Against the restraining order. So it's where... What good is government doing in this situation?
Well, yeah, that was going to be my question is, boy, thank goodness we have the government here to protect our property rights.
Right.
Because they haven't done a damn thing for these people. I mean, there's a quote here. I don't know where your story is coming from, Nemi, but I've got one from MSN.
Yeah, I'm from ABC.
This one from MSN has a quote from the homeowner on CBS4's website. Yes, we had a judge rule in our favor and gave them 48 hours to vacate. They aren't budging. They're still living there and won't move out. They were aware that they were being scammed the second we got back to Colorado because we told them that was 6 weeks ago. Let alone when we found out they were living there in March, we sent Littleton PD over to our house, and that's when they produced the phony documents and were allowed to stay there.
Right.
They have had plenty of time to move. They are running this thing to the very, very end. We now have to pay the county sheriffs to evict them, but we can't do anything until Monday, then we will get a date when they will go back there or go there and physically remove them. So in short, no, we did not get our home back in 48 hours. This is an outrage.
It is.
So they had a judge rule in their favor and still nothing happened.
And these people are going to tear this house apart.
Yeah.
If they haven't done it already, which sounds like people that, you know, that intended to stay someplace for a year for free are, you know, probably not taking very good care of this home. But, you know, you're probably going to be totaling this house when it comes to insurance. These people are going to tear this house apart when they leave.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. This is a prediction of mine.
Yeah.
And the prediction is really? Oh, we've got 2 weeks until we got to get out of here? Oh, things are going to look real nice when we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's always that possibility.
These people aren't. Clearly don't feel any shame for having moved in. Now, I don't know what happened. Maybe they did rent to them or something like that. I'm not certain what the situation is, but if I'm to take this family's word, these people don't seem to have any shame for having moved into a place and not paid for it. Those same kind of people are going to feel all kinds of indignation when it comes to being kicked out of a place that they don't have to pay for, and that indignation is going to, present itself in, you know, all kinds of destruction and feces and things left burnt.
See, why let it get to that point? Somebody moves into my house, it's my house. Show me a deed or get out at gunpoint. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. Like, why are they messing around?
If one's going to use a gun for something.
Pussy footing is not the word I was going to say, but it'll do.
if one is going to use a gun, it would seem like the protection of one's home would probably be one of the foundational reasons to use it. I'd be very, I think that using guns is something that one needs to think very, very seriously about.
Well, now, these people in the home believe they own the place.
Okay, now, then I need to hear more. You said there was a piece of paper.
Yeah.
According to this, they paid a man named Alfonso Carrillo $5,000 for a deed of adverse possession.
Mm.
It's unclear whether they believe they could really get the house for $5,000 or if they were making additional payments to Carrillo. He has refused to talk. He's currently facing criminal charges.
I don't see why you couldn't get a house for $5,000.
In a bad market,
you're not
going
to get a deed from a guy who doesn't have the ability to sell a house. I'm sorry. You're just not going to.
Well, he's a former real estate agent.
So he's got some level of understanding on how to do these things.
He has been stripped of his license. He has been part of at least a dozen schemes throughout the Denver area. And apparently he's refused to talk to the TV station, has filed federal lawsuits against law enforcement agencies accusing them of harassing the Hispanic residents of the home.
You have better news than I do, Ian. This is compared to yours, certainly not.
It certainly changes the flavor of the story
of it.
Completely.
Sure does.
In that circumstance, you're talking about some people. Yeah, you know, I mean, is it a deal that's too good to be true? It
mm-hmm.
sounds like a deal that was too good to be true to me, but it's not like nobody's bought a $5,000 house
go
in this
Detroit.
Marketplace.
There's plenty of them.
There's plenty of them in Memphis.
You can have $1,000 or less.
Yeah, there's all kinds of places in the United States where you can buy houses for that kind of amount, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're like, hey, I just got to get out of here.
$5,000 for a house you can live in, Mark?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Even so, I mean, this should have been a relatively...
Prices in Berlin, New Hampshire?
This should have been a relatively fast problem to solve. I mean, only one person has the paperwork trail that's legitimate. It should have been a quick look at, okay, yeah, clearly these people still own the
house. They should have done a title check, sure.
Right.
Right. These folks need to move out ASAP. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
866-2237. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. The phone lines here brought to you to you by SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. Visit them through their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. It's the first banner right there at the top of the banner column. Once again, that's SACL CAI. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, Eric, listening in Columbus, Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hey.
I was calling in tonight because I was listening to Monday's episode, and I heard Mark take a call about a guy calling in about an atheist show that you guys did about 2 weeks ago.
And oh, is this the Sunday show where Mark and Stephanie were talking about atheism versus deism?
Yeah. No, this was... It was a call about that show.
Right, it was called up, and then I went back and listened to the Sunday show. And I kind of wanted to clear some stuff up, because some of the stuff that Mark said kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because in defining atheism, Mark takes the definition that atheist position is that they know there is no God. And
I don't take that position. I think that some atheists take the position that they know that there is no God, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying, that okay. you have the definition of an atheist is somebody who says there is no God.
Right.
And, what is the definition of an atheist?
And how
it's a person who lacks belief.
Right, exactly. I would define myself as someone who doesn't believe in God. I'm not saying that there is no God, and you'd probably be hard-pressed to find any other self-proclaimed atheist that say they know there is no God.
I think I can find Stephanie.
And that's fine. I certainly have come across that myself, but I don't spend a whole lot of time contemplating my lack of belief in God.
Is that the difference between a strong atheist and a regular atheist?
I believe I've read the article that you're referencing, and I'm a strong atheist. I don't know what it really means to be a weak one. But I don't.
Well, I guess the difference to me, I mean, my understanding would be that a weak atheist is just saying that they don't believe in God, whereas a strong atheist is saying that there is no God.
Hmm.
Right. I would say that would be a pretty accurate definition. And also, with agnostics, being agnostic and being an atheist aren't mutually exclusive. You can
Correct.
Be an agnostic atheist.
And most are.
I don't believe in God. I don't know, so
right.
You can kind of land on those too, but it sounded a lot of the time that it was being asserted that atheism was a positive position. It's just a rejection of...
You know, I thought that we did a pretty good job of sort of meeting out the difference between sort of these the strong atheist, position, the atheist position, the agnostic position. I felt like we went over that, but if you don't think we did, then that's fine. What I would say is that agnostics don't know, atheists believe that there isn't one, and a strong atheist knows there isn't one.
Ian is right. I've actually just pulled this up. It's been a long time since I've read. About.com has a really good section on atheism. It's pretty comprehensive. And weak atheism is the absence of belief in any gods. And strong atheism, as Ian said, is going a step further and saying there is not one.
So I would say that a strong atheist is more likely than a weak atheist to be an evangelical atheist, to be one of those pushy atheists that's always trying to bring the subject up and convert people over.
Tell people how dumb they are.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably the weakest position that atheists have, because they have they have a strong high ground if they want to have it. But what they really want to do is they want to go, ha, 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 you're a dumbass. You know, that they spend their, a lot of them, the ones that you hear about on the internet, spend their time combing the internet, especially Facebook, finding places to interject themselves and to talk about this. What would be, to most other people, a relatively meaningless topic. There are people out there that this is a very meaningful topic to.
Wait, whether or not God exists?
Yeah.
I think that means a lot to a lot of people.
I don't think it, a lot of people, but a lot of people on a planet full of 7 billion people isn't that many people, necessarily. I don't think the average person cares.
Well, in this country, it seems to be heavily that way, and I'm a native of New Hampshire, so I know in New Hampshire it's not as bad, but I currently am in Ohio, and almost everybody here is a believer in God, and
well,
a lot of them
how
very
many of them go to church?
Hmm?
How many of them go to church? It's a 10% of the United States population goes to church.
I find that a little low, considering that New Hampshire is somewhere around 20%.
I don't think that that's the case. I can, you know, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'd like to see your source on that.
I'd love to take a look, you know, take a look at that.
Define going to church once in a year, once every week, once every month.
Yeah, I would think that you would have to go to church at least, like, in real life, for real, once a month, in order to be called a churchgoer, even more often than that.
So dropping in for a Christmas service doesn't count?
I don't think that counts. I think that that's somebody who's going for the pageantry and the nostalgia of church, not actually going for church.
So, Eric, what are you still doing down in Ohio? Plans to make the move back to New Hampshire?
Yeah, I'm hoping to move back next summer. Of course, the housing market's really bad, so I'm going to take a really bad hit on my current house if something doesn't turn around soon. So,
well, it means that you'll have a better
me at the moment.
You'll have a better buy when you move to New Hampshire. Is
that's
the
true.
Idea?
Well, that's the hope.
And well, I mean, the housing prices are the best they've been in a long time. I don't know whether they'll go down, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, if you
the best for the buyers, you mean
the best for the buyers.
Right.
If you keep an eye out on, if you've been keeping an eye out on real estate, and I think anybody who has it has been, and, you know, this is probably, I'm just guessing, this is going to be in the next 12 months the best time to buy.
Yeah. So yeah, it really depends on what happens out here, and hopefully things turn around a little bit. The area I'm in is slowly starting to develop some new stuff, so we'll see. Hopefully I'll be back in the summer or fall of next year.
Great. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks for making it tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I happen to be, I'm like you, or I was like you when I was an atheist. And I mean, I didn't really think too much about Christianity, or like, you know, try to.
Didn't you have
troll.
A pendant, an upside down?
Well,
pentagram?
When I was a new atheist, I was kind of in the excited phase, but over time,
no. Every opportunity you got to say I'm an atheist on the air, you said I'm an atheist. Don't listen to him, Mimi. Like he wore that stuff on his sleeve.
Yeah, I'm not too mouthy about it, unless somebody's getting all up in my stuff about God. Yeah.
Well, when you're on the air, it's a little bit different, right?
Oh, yeah.
But in real life, 855-453.
You're saying you have a character for the on-air? I mean, you're not giving the audience your genuine person?
I am absolutely giving people my genuine person, but if somebody calls in and they had a very Christian viewpoint, I was likely to come out with the fact that I was an atheist at the time, but I'm not anymore. More coming up, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Website features include news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. When you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you are on the news list. We've got email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is preferable to you. You can go and get signed up for free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. We were just talking with Eric, who was mentioning that he's got a plan to make the move to New Hampshire, and that's likely due to the Free State Project, the best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people that love the ideas of freedom and are willing to do something about it. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the reason why Mark and myself are in New Hampshire. Nemi, you didn't have to move. You were
born here.
So you got the benefit of having all these wonderful liberty-minded folks come here and get active, which I think is just it's already having an effect. We've already seen Free State Project participants getting elected. We've seen laws in some cases being repealed, like the ban on carrying certain types of knives. That has been completely gotten rid of.
I believe closing the criminal threatening loophole was a Free State endeavor as well.
The budget also has been lessened as well, which is very unusual for any state government to ever do. That actually happened last year.
More than 11%,
yeah.
Almost 12%. And that's not the budget, 12% of what the budget was supposed to be increased to. It was 12% of the budget the year before. Governments never even talk like that. The very fact that they'll even speak about the budget cut in those terms is what I find to be the biggest victory. Sadly, the 12% cut in the budget only brought back the 2012 budget to the 2006 level.
Well, it's a nice first step, and
it's a huge first step.
It's actually happening, and more people moving just means more possibilities. It means more activism.
I recommend moving to any state that cut its budget last year.
Which would be just
New Hampshire, I'm sure.
So you can go to freestateproject.org. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I think it was CNBC, they chose New Hampshire as the best state to live in. It beat Hawaii.
It gets... Right.
Well, Hawaii has two. Poisonous stuff. I'm sorry. Anywhere you have to shake out your shoes, I don't need to learn
Wait,
a new
don't
habit
have poison
like
ivy
that.
In New Hampshire?
Poison ivy is not like a poisonous creature.
Oh, you mean it's venomous.
Like, but, right.
The term venom, yeah.
Things have venom that aren't poisonous, don't they? I don't know. Anyway, poisonous stuff. We don't have
things strike.
Right, that are going to bite me like scorpions. Yes. I don't need to shake my shoes out. I will live with 3 months of winter, 4 or 5 months of winter, to not have to worry about poisonous snakes or big snakes camping out in my backyard or tarantulas or anything like that. There's none of that here.
I lived in Florida, and we have four varieties of venomous snakes there. I don't think I very rarely saw any of them, if I saw any of them at all.
You don't have alligators in New Hampshire.
To me...
Well, they do have alligator steaks.
There are lots of advantages to New Hampshire. The relative advantage of venomous things versus pushing white stuff around for 3 months out of the year, I don't find to be the proper trade-off. However, I would say that, if you're... If you're looking for a good place to raise your family and a nice place to be able to find people that think like you do, if you think about the ideas of liberty as important, then New Hampshire's the place to be.
Well, right. If weather is more important than liberty, then you should just go move wherever your weather preferences will take you. If you love freedom and you want to actually have more of it in your lifetime, you've got to get together with other people that think like you do. So
and
go.
Snow is fun. It's great to talk about wintertime on
it
a day like today
me.
Because it was great. I went out. I went swimming. 4 different water holes today. A great day to have off.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool
Let's
to be me
to
today.
Hassan, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hassan.
Hello. I pretty much wanted to talk about hybrid cars. Like, there was a description
awesome.
Like yesterday.
Yeah, well, just to bring Nemi up to speed and anyone who was tuned in or who was not tuned in yesterday, Derek J. brought in a piece about the Chevy Volt, and apparently for each one of the Chevy Volts that has been sold thus far, taxpayers subsidize $250,000 for each.
I can't imagine that subsidy coming. I mean, it's $40,000 for that car from the get-go.
Right. Yes.
I mean, okay, the taxpayers should kick in a little more so that we can sell them at $20,000 and people will actually buy them.
It's crazy. But anyway, Hassan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, basically, it's like even with all of that in mind and the high failure rate of some of the hybrid cars, there are many other problems with them. Like, for example, like what's rarely ever mentioned is the lifespan of the lithium-ion battery that the car uses.
Oh, yeah.
Have, a limited,
have you ever heard of a hybrid car running out, its battery going bad?
Yes. It costs about $5,000 to replace. I own a.
That's for a brand new one, but you can get them from the junkyard for $800.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take a battery out of a car at a junkyard. I don't know that I would. But I own a Toyota Prius, and I have for several years now. It's a great car. I have about 200,000 miles on it. And I'm still on my first battery, but that's definitely something you don't really consider unless you're an informed consumer. Mm. I have to agree with the caller for sure, because I don't know when that battery's going to crap out. I really don't. And it could be any time.
Sure.
And it's mostly computer stuff. So if one $1,500 part goes bad, how is that going to affect my car, how it runs, its gas mileage, its overall? You know, I personally am still in love with the old pickup truck, just plain simple, no computers, no clock, no radio, no nothing, just pickup truck.
So are you satisfied? I mean, on one hand, you say you like the car. On the other hand, you would rather have a pickup truck. I mean, are you satisfied?
I do like my car. I do think that I've gotten my money's worth on my car. I don't think that it's as green as it's marketed, for sure, because you have to dispose of these batteries, too, and the cost of that can be significant for the mileage that you have. And in terms of keeping the car, I mean, body-wise, my car is good. But again, do I want to spend $5,000 on putting a new battery in that car? Do I want to put that to a new car that I'm not necessarily going to have that shoe swinging up in the rafters waiting for it to drop, you know, when I'm closing in on 200 or 300 or 400,000 miles. I had a 1985 VW diesel Golf that had all torque and no horse, and it had close to 400,000 miles when the body finally rotted out on it.
So, Hassan, how do you feel about all this?
It basically makes owning it more expensive, and there are other issues in addition to that. As you use the charge cycles up, the battery capacity goes down over time. It'll hold less and less of a charge, which means that the hybrid process that it goes through will get you less and less gas mileage.
That's right. Yep.
How much you're putting in there. So it may
so that's interesting. So when you buy the thing, you get the maximum efficiency, and it looks really impressive, but then over time it kind of peters out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that basically happens. And then so they try to basically quell the crowd of people who are angry about this by offering something like a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the battery. But there's so many loopholes in that warranty that they don't have to actually offer it. Like, for example, like for the Toyota Prius, they'll say, like, oh, if your car, if the battery hasn't been charged, if it's not a plug-in hybrid, if it hasn't been used within 2 weeks, like if it's gone longer than 2 weeks without being used, that voids your warranty on the battery.
And they can probably plug in some kind of a diagnostic equipment and find out when the last time you turned the car on was.
Yeah,
so Hassan, anything else you want to share?
Like that, and that's pretty much it. So
thanks for bringing that up.
It increases your cost over time.
I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Don't people have to adopt new technologies in order for those new technologies to get down? I mean, if everybody said, oh, well, plasma screen TVs cost too much to adopt, then if they didn't buy plasma screen TVs, then you wouldn't be able to get them as cheap as they are now. I mean, I agree.
Actually, it's LCD screens that are cheap now. I don't know how cheap plasmas are. I don't think they really ever hit big.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't owned a TV in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine was made in 1997. Please amp at amp.freetalklive.com.
The amp money does not go to Mark. It certainly would not go to buy him a new television set. And yes, your TV set is old. It is not plasma technology at all.
No, something like that.
855-450-FREE. It's not even HD. 855-450-3733.
I don't have the money to spend on that kind of stuff.
You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think
excuse
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make.
Wait, no, now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can amp the program. And as mentioned previously, the amp money does not go to purchase nice new things for Mark. The AMP money, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our site, and that money is invested into Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations around the country. Hopefully we'll be announcing two new stations early next week, and we have over 100 stations today. Most of them, thanks to the Free State, or to the Free Talk Live AMP program. Restate Project's great, too. But, yeah, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. And, by the way, the AMP podcast does not have the commercials that you normally hear in the regular podcast. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
We were talking about in the last segment these sort of hybrid vehicles and things like that. Hassan called in regarding this topic, and I find it, you know, this is something that I've spent a little bit of time on recently doing some research, and I don't like the idea of driving a gasoline vehicle because I know that gasoline tends to be, you know, it's easier to get gasoline from sort of better oil than crude oil than it is to get from like shale oil. So I began my search for having a vehicle that was not powered on war. Now I'm no bedwetting liberal by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't like killing people for corporate gain. And from what I can tell, there's a certain amount of that going on in the war on terror and the wars in the Middle East.
Well, that would pretty much make it so you'd have to have an all electric car, right?
Maybe. So, I mean, you know, we can talk about that angle of it. For one,
what other options are there? That
diesel fuel is shale oil is easier to make into diesel fuel than it is into gasoline. So if you're driving a diesel powered vehicle, then you're probably not driving a vehicle that was powered on war.
You could also do the diesel with the biodiesel.
Biodiesel,
right?
You certainly can if you want to spend your time running around to restaurants. Begging them for their and paying them for their old grease and then filtering it and then putting it in. And things.
Actually,
like
there is a station in Keene that does that.
Okay, great.
Down at the college.
Wait, there's a station
yeah.
that vends old restaurant oil?
Yep.
That's fascinating.
So, you know, I mean,
it sure is. A friend of mine, I was just saying this in the chat room, a friend of mine has a fleet of Passats that he's converted, VW Passats, mm-hmm. from diesel to biodiesel. Mm-hmm. And it's that's one of the places. He says it's really limited because that it hasn't expanded, that it's not, he can't drive far enough to get it. There's not another station.
Oh, right, yeah, there's a real market problem there, at least right now, with the fuel, because people can only eat so much fast food, I guess. I mean, America eats a lot of fast food, but not enough to support a growing market in biodiesel.
And then certainly they can find other ways. But like I said, diesel fuel itself tends to be, extracted from shale oil, which comes from the North American continent. So, you know, you can say what you want about that, but it's the carbon and all that stuff. But probably no one was killed over that particular fuel you're putting in your vehicle.
Hmm.
And
you get better mileage on that, don't you?
You do. The TDIs from Volkswagen, which Nimi here is practically wearing a T-shirt for.
I have several VW T-shirts, actually.
they're good for that. They certainly are. They cost a lot initially, and they, as a matter of fact, as used cars, they hold their value like you wouldn't believe.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
I was looking and I was very interested. I looked, and then I started looking at the hybrids. I was thinking, well, you know, if diesel fuel's good, then maybe hybrids are better. And, you know, you can take a second-generation Prius, turn it into a plug-in. Yep, there are battery costs, there's no doubt. But what was concerned for me wasn't hydrocarbons or any of those other things, you know, the longevity, the cost. Well, cost is certainly a concern, but, I mean, you know, the main concern for me was war. Now, certainly, the electricity that I use in my house comes from some kind of fossil fuel, but, you know, maybe coal, maybe wood. Actually, there is a wood-fired electric plant being built here in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's up online yet. And what happened for me was somebody sold me one of these little mile per gallon meters. You can get them, you know, you can get them online. You probably get one through through shop.freetalklive.com. And you know, purchase one there. I paid, it was used, I got it for $50. I put this thing in my car, and my car, which was getting, you know, 27, 28, 29 miles per gallon previously, immediately when I was getting feedback on how I drove, I began to drive differently.
Hmm.
And I'm now getting like 42 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
So
just your regular old gas car.
Right. If you assume that the United States imports, you know, X percentage of gasoline, and then that percentage is somehow fungible. By the way, I've also found out in my research that usually the imported oil tends to go towards the government and the military, which use a tremendous amount of fuel.
Yeah.
And that mostly, and because of the costs, you know, the Navy, I think in Iraq they're spending something like $300 for a gallon of diesel fuel to power generators to cool tents, and the Navy, you know, doing exercises or something, it was $26 per gallon of fuel that they were burning in their green fleet. So, you know, you find this information out, and you're like, well, they're just killing people for their own fuel. It seems to be the case. They obviously pay somebody to put it together because, well, you know, they can't run their own businesses very well. But I found that I could diminish my footprint as far as my war footprint as far as, gasoline went and that kind of thing, simply by putting one of these miles per gallon things in. And I went from,
so you don't feel like it's you need to get a new car?
I just don't.
Yeah.
I went from 28 miles to the gallon to 42
That's huge, man.
Miles to the gallon. It's a big jump.
33% increase.
Definitely just by changing your habits. We've talked about hypermiling on Free Talk Live before.
Is that where you get behind a big truck?
No, that's drafting.
Oh, okay.
That's part of hypermiling.
It's one option.
Sounds insanely dangerous.
Well, yeah.
I
don't draft in the Prius because the Prius is tiny. But
have you ever seen the video of the dude on his bicycle drafting at, like, insane speeds?
I wouldn't do it.
It's crazy. He's like, it's somewhere in Sweden or somewhere in the European continent where this guy is drafting behind some kind of a truck on the interstate, and he's literally using drafting to run from the police on a bicycle.
Wow. Well, I would like
story.
To see that, for sure.
I, you know, it sounds like if that car stopped, you'd be dead.
You would.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So hypermiling, as we've talked about before, it's just pretty much using the feedback that you get from the car and just changing your pattern.
Yeah.
Of you don't actually have to slam your foot on the brake as you're coming up to a stoplight. Just take your foot off the gas a little sooner. You know, and
shifting it into neutral when you're going downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this was the single biggest aspect. You know, you're at 1500 RPMs going down a hill or something like that. Normally, it goes down to 750 if you shift it into neutral, and you know, you just on my way home, there's a big hill in between, so you know, just.
The other thing that I do like about my car, that I believe it's been mandated that this be implemented in all new cars, gasoline and hybrid, is when I'm sitting somewhere at a stoplight and my car is up to temp and it's charged and everything, the engine will cut out. It will just go silent. And
sure, it's a hybrid.
Right, and that's what it does. And yeah. I think it would be fantastic if all cars do that, especially, you know,
that's
got to
be cities. Relatively easy technology to come up with.
I got stuck on the Sunway, I think. Or I forget if it's the Sunway, the big throughway in Chicago for an hour and a half, and I had my little light was blinking at me, and it's like, I can't get to an exit. But my car was fine.
It wants gasoline?
Yeah, it wants gasoline. She's thirsty. Yeah.
So if you want to see the video, by the way, just search for cyclist drafting police chase on Google. It's the first item that comes up, gizmodo.com. This guy gets up to 60 miles an hour on a bicycle.
Right. Drafting.
I need to look at this.
Okay, so the other thing that worked for me as far as cutting down on gas mileage was, you know.
And he does it in the rain.
This guy's going to die. Make any sense at all.
Now, what they don't tell you in this video is why he's running from the police. Like, maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe, like, if the police catch him, something worse is going to happen to him than what could happen if he gets in an accident while drafting. But
I don't know.
Blow your mind.
Slowing down my speed. I used to, you know, drive 60 miles an hour. Not too much, mm-hmm. but, you know, just a little bit over the speed limit because I wanted to get home. You want to do what you want to do. If I'm going 40, if I take it at 45 miles an hour to go home, I save just a whole bunch as far as gasoline goes.
So I'll be the lead foot blowing past you in the Prius.
That's right. That's fine.
855-450-FREE.
I'm sure to anger some people behind me.
SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Coming up, California cities have a plan to seize your mortgage, but they say it's in your best interest. We'll explain why in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.